Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. This is Andy Raymond Unfiltered. It is a Saturday. We are back on the Dream Team. No right answer, no wrong answer, but guaranteed argument, because no 13 in over a year of doing this series have been the same. Cameron Smith is our number one pick. Billy Slater is probably second. Third, I'm going to say a toss-up between Greg Inglis, Brett Kenny and Wally Lewis. Now, we're going to first-timer on the podcast. Now, I'm just reading through the contract here. We're not allowed to talk about his teammates scaring him all the time and putting it on social media. But we have got to talk about that try earlier this year. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Melbourne Storm and Queensland winger Xavier Coates has joined us. How are you, legend?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on board.
Mate, absolute pleasure. That try earlier this year, obviously amazing, but amazing for so many other people too. I dare say you're still getting stopped in the street and people saying, wow, thank you.
Yeah, I went back to the Gold Coast for the weekend, and I went and watched one of my mates play at Burley Bears, and he was playing in the Q Cup game, and there was a few young fellas running around. They were playing at halftime, and then they come off the field, and they were buzzing to see me there, and they come up and ask me how I scored the try, and I actually had to tell them I didn't know how I scored the try. It happened pretty quick, but it's pretty cool to still have people coming up and speaking about that try even a couple of weeks down the track.
Mate, obviously you wingers and probably outside backs as well, that the centres, you do practice your gymnastics or your put-downs to a degree, but a lot of it would just be natural instinct, I'd imagine, in the moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And the way that wingers are going at the moment, when I sort of come through the NRL system around 2018, 2019, when I come into the NRL, I've seen a few of the wingers, that's what they were getting into. And you've seen players like Brian To'o, who was finishing in the corner. And, you know, that's your job as a winger, is to finish off opportunities and finish one-on-one against your opposition winger. So whenever you get a bit of an edge on your winger, whether that's finishing in the corner or certain things that you work on in training, you want to sort of be the best at it. And when it comes to that, finishing in the corner, it's something I do practice and train in a fair bit. But like you said, there's different situations in the game where you have to put yourself in different positions, and it's sort of the heat of the moment. It just happens, and happens pretty quick as well.
Mate, there's a couple of really cool things that I associate with this. Obviously, the modern television coverage of a game has got, you know, 12 or 13 camera angles. So we've got 12 or 13 camera angles. But there was obviously a gun professional stills photographer in the right place at the right time, and you have just got the most amazing sequence of action photos of the whole thing. I reckon that is so cool.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool after the game. I sort of watched the replays a bit, but I didn't know if there was any photos really taken. I was just watching the replays, and then the fella that actually took the photos, he DM'd me and sent them over, so I was so thankful that he'd done that. And I got a glimpse of a couple of the photos before it came out online. And it's pretty cool to see how the photographers get in certain positions to capture those moments. It's definitely a credit to himself and the great photographer that he is.
Hey, buddy, every time I see you, you are smiling. Tell us a little bit about Xavier Coates off the field. Happy-go-lucky guy, chilled guy. You always look like a bundle of energy, and that today is the greatest day ever and you are going to make it perfect.
Yeah, I try to be as positive as I can be and try hang around the right group of people. And I feel like down here at Melbourne, there's no better bunch of blokes. And I just love going to training every single day. It's the greatest job in the world for myself. And to go into training and to be a part of the Melbourne Storm system, it's something that I'll cherish forever. And at the moment, I'm just loving every minute of it.
Mate, you are fast getting close to 100 games. Does it feel like you started yesterday or does it already feel a lifetime ago?
I was actually speaking about this the other day. It's ticked over very, very quick. I remember my very first game I played at Shark Park, and man, it's gone very quick from then on. And I remember speaking about it, and yeah, I don't know how it's gone so quick. It's just each sort of day you're trying to get better, trying to improve your skills, and I guess time just ticks over very quickly. And a few people that I've spoken to just who have retired just tell me to stay present in the moment and enjoy every moment because once it's done, it's done. So the worst thing you can do is look in the past or look in the future. You just got to stay present with it. And I feel like that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Mate, your debut game, as you said, it was against Cronulla. We're going back to July 2019. You got a try on debut from memory, didn't you?
Yeah, I still remember it very clearly. I remember Jake Turpin was playing halfback at the time. So he usually plays hooker, Jakey Turpin, but they slotted him into the halfback role. And he ended up putting a crossfield kick across for me and ended up just jumping for it with all adrenaline in my body and ended up taking the ball and scoring. And it was one of the best days of my life. I just made it into the NRL and I was lucky enough to even get an NRL try on the back of that, which was something pretty special.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. This is Andy Raymond, Unfiltered. We have got to know a little bit about Xavier Coates. You see him on your screens every weekend, absolute superstar and always smiling. Dream team, how did you go coming up with just 13? Because you have seen, played with and against plenty of good ones, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, the team that I picked. But I went with a team that I sort of grew up watching a few players and I played against a few of the players. So I'm not going back to before I was born because I feel like that's an unfair comparison because I wasn't able to witness it at that time. So I'm going to stick with a few of the present players.
Too good. Let's start at fullback, mate. Who have you got and why?
I think everyone's put him here. I put Billy Slater down at fullback. I just feel like he epitomises the role of a fullback in the modern NRL era. He gets through a fair bit of work. He developed his ball-playing skills a bit later on in his career, but he also brought a fair bit of leadership and just wanted to get his hands on the ball wherever he could, and I feel like that epitomises a fullback. So I put Billy there.
Smart move too, because we do know he's the Maroon coach. Billy Slater is our fullback. What about your wingers, mate? I always get particularly interested when I've got a guest on and that guest plays that position, who he selects. So who have you got in 2 and 5?
So this was a tough one for myself, but I ended up putting Brett Morris and Israel Folau on the wings.
Couple of big, strong boys there.
Yeah.
The role of a winger, it has changed greatly over the years. You are now seen, I mean, you've got to do the flashy stuff. You've still got to score the tries. Your endurance has still got to be there, but you've also got to be a battering ram to get out of yardage. Tough going, tough meters, mate.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I picked those two. I remember growing up watching Brett Morris, and he was such a great defensive winger. So that's something when I was coming through the NRL, just coming into the scene, and I used to watch clips about Brett Morris and how he used to defend on the wing, which is really cool. So I slotted him in there, and he's an athletic freak as well, and he helps the team coming out of the back end. And I put Israel Folau on the other wing. Like I spoke about, you need to have those sort of wingers that can finish opportunities, and no one better than Israel Folau when you do those cross-field kicks or even just the big body coming out of the backfield again. Israel Folau will get the sets going, so I put those two on the wing.
Yeah, they would be terrific together. Okay, let's go to your centres. Who have you paired here?
So I actually put Brett's brother in there as well, put Josh Morris in the centres, and also put Greg Inglis in there.
Yeah, too hard to go past GI, just one of the all-time greats, and a guy that, along with Matty Geyer, played a pretty instrumental role in you dedicating your focus to rugby league and not junior athletics. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I was actually going to take up athletics, the athletics pathway, when I was about 15 years of age. And it took a bit of convincing from Matty Geyer to sort of tell me to give it one more year and see how I go. And I feel like I wasn't enjoying my footy when I was around 15. I was trialing for rep teams and I wasn't getting picked. So I was thinking, oh, this might not be for me. I might take up athletics because I'm not doing too bad in that. And then Matty Geyer has a fair few contacts, and he knew that Greg Inglis was my favourite player growing up. So yeah, I got into contact with GI, and GI gave me a handwritten note just to tell me to keep working hard and stay in it, and good things will happen off the back of that. So it was a pretty cool moment. You know, when you get any words of inspiration from an idol, it can change the whole course, the direction of the way that you're heading. So as soon as I got that letter, it pretty much steered me in the path of playing rugby league, and I haven't looked back yet.
What an amazing yarn. And you're right, you... we do listen to our idols, whether they're right or wrong. We do listen to our idols. They can have an influence. Hey, talk about full circle. Matty Geyer helped you out. And then all of a sudden, over the last 18 months, you've had Matty's son, Cole, down in the Melbourne system as well. So you've got the father and son, mates of both of them.
Yeah, definitely. And when I was back on the Gold Coast, I grew up on the Gold Coast, and it was around under nines I went to start playing rugby league at my junior club, the Currumbin Eagles. And it so happened to be that when Matt finished his time in Melbourne and went back to the Gold Coast, his son Cole was playing at the Currumbin Eagles as well. So in under nines, I started playing footy with Cole, and we've been best mates ever since. So to have Cole come down to Melbourne and do a couple of pre-seasons and stick down here was something pretty cool. And it was something that we wanted to do since we were young boys. So it's, yeah, a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, certainly is. Okay, mate, let's continue on with the dream team. What about the halves? Normally, bossing people are about. They're smaller than most footballers. They're angrier than most footballers. And they probably get paid more than most footballers. But who's your six and seven, buddy?
This might be, yeah, a bit of a tough one. I only heard good things about Andrew Johns growing up, but I decided to go with people that I sort of watched growing up. So I went with Darren Lockyer, and I went with Jonathan Thurston.
Two just wonderful footballers. Jonathan can play six or seven. Darren, quite honestly, could play any position in the back line, and I think we've forgotten just how good a fullback he was. Obviously moved to the six jersey later in his career. We don't have to go through JT's stats. He is just a superstar. Okay, let's go into the big boys, mate. Who have you got at lock?
At lock, I'll put Jason Tamalolo. So I just remember that stint that he had at the Cowboys when he was just an enforcer, and every time he got the ball, he would make breaks and make opportunities for the people around him. So I definitely couldn't go past him.
Yeah, terrific call on Jason Tamalolo. And we've seen Jason used in a couple of roles so far this season, starting and off the bench. Don't know if he's fully fit, but geez, he still has an impact in those games. What about our second rowers, mate?
So I put Boyd Cordner and Matt Gillett.
Matty Gillett, the Bronco, and Boyd Cordner, the Sydney Rooster. Not the biggest second rowers by any stretch of the imagination. Two guys that were really good with their hands, especially Gillo. Very underrated, but what a ball player he was in his day.
Yeah, definitely. And I had a little bit to do with Gillo when I was first started at the Broncos, and he was one of the leaders within the team that really steered the ship and helped out the young boys. And I put those two people in the team because I feel like they're pretty softly spoken off the field. They don't say too much, but they're the people that you want to play with on the field. The work that they get through and how tough they are, it's something that's pretty motivational when you're on the field and you see what they do and you just want to follow them up.
You spoke about Gillo being a leader and helping the young blokes. Gee, that's important in the learnings of a young footballer and the maturing of a young footballer. It is so important to have good people around you, and you obviously did.
Yeah, definitely. There was probably two people in particular that helped me out. There was Gillo and then Andrew McCulloch as well, who was there when I was at the Broncos. He was a massive asset to myself, and he's someone that, you know, really looked after me when I was in the Broncos system. And it wasn't only myself, Tommy Dearden as well. We were both living with Andrew McCulloch, and I think that's where the sort of scares came about. Was Alex Glenn ended up scaring me on my NRL debut, and then Macca was staying with Andrew McCulloch, and he used to scare me and Tommy Dearden nonstop. So I think everyone got off the back of that, started scaring me, and realized that they could get a pretty good reaction out of me. But I'm trying hard each and every day to sort of limit those reactions I give so I can stop getting scared. But I think they'll still keep coming.
That is terrific. And you will not be surprised. We've had Macca on the podcast a couple of times. He's done a dream team, and he, you know what he's like. He couldn't just do a dream team. He did a sloppiest rigs 13 just so he could serve it up to his mates. And poor little Dozer, he just cooked an absolute pithering.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. He loves giving it to people, Macca.
He certainly does, and very good at it. Okay, what about our props, mate?
So I went with Petro Sevenaceva, and I went with Payne Haas as well.
Payne Haas, what he's doing and at his age is astonishing. I spoke with, must have been one of the Broncos recently, and you've obviously trained with Payne. They were saying he's a freak on the training paddock as well, like he finishes everything first, the cardio, he's beating the backs and the centres. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all true. And it's pretty crazy to think someone of that size is winning the fitness. It's Paino's is a very soft-spoken person. He doesn't say too much, but he's a massive person that leads with his actions, and it's really contagious. And when you see the stuff that he does, you sort of want to join in and try to get the best out of yourself by just hanging around him, because everything he does it to the best of his ability, and he only makes you better. So it's pretty cool to see a front rower who's winning the fitness. It's not usual to see in today's NRL era, but yeah, he's doing it. So he's the odd crop. So it's something pretty cool to see.
Yeah, very cool. Mate, what about your hooker? Who's last in the team?
Yeah, you can't go past Cameron Smith. I think everyone would have said Cameron Smith.
Yeah, Cameron Smith, the number one selection. So it's Billy Slater, Brett Morris, Josh Morris, Greg Inglis, Israel Folau, Darren Lockyer and Jonathan Thurston. Absolutely love that halves combination. The forward packers, Jason Taumalolo, Matt Gillett, Boyd Cordner, Payne Haas, Petro Sivanasiva and Cameron Smith. No such thing as a salary cap here, because that's been blown out of the water. It has been an absolute pleasure having a chat, mate, and we've crossed off a few things. We'll be watching, we'll be following, we'll be cheering and wishing you luck for the remainder of the season as it all starts to get a little bit serious.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it.
That's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, the Dream Team series, sponsored by Oxworks. Check them out and support those that support us. And while you're in a good mood, reckon it's time you left that 5-star rating on your podcast app. And if you do, it's my shout at the bar. If you leave a review too, well, you can have me for the night, legend.